Well, folks, we're in Sonoma County, and when we're in Sonoma County and we're near the coast of the Pacific Ocean, you're talking about Pinot Noir, and you're also talking about Chardonnay. I'm with Anthony Beckman, and this is Boletto Vineyards and Winery, and we are going to be talking about Pinot Noirs now. And we have three single vineyards. Almost every wine you have is single vineyard, except for the Russian River, which is a blend. And so we're going to go into three vineyards which are very close to each other, and these are exciting and beautiful wines.
They're really fun. So I have a south and west of the town of Sebastopol. There is an incredible growing site for Pinot and Chardonnay. It's about 10 or 11 miles from the ocean. It comes off of Bodega Highway, so it's really just a highway that fog flows down and up. It's one of the few ways you can get to the ocean and not have to go over a tremendous amount of hills to get there. Well, the fog takes the path of least resistance as well and comes up this valley, fills the valley. It's one of the more cold and more, I always call it inhospitable, and John gets mad at me because that's where his house is. But you know, it's really a sort of a rough neighborhood in terms of weather. Well, what we get is some pretty incredible wines. So on this pretty sizable hill, John Boletto owns three distinct vineyards. And the first vineyard goes up the shady side of the hill, so it has northeast exposure. So if you can think how the sun sets, you can see that it doesn't get full sun. The one on top of the hill is John's Burnside Road vineyard. These were the first vineyards he planted in 1995. And then down the sunny side, like a solar panel, is Cider Ridge. So you have these three vineyards, and at their widest part, it's probably 2 miles end to end. At their closest part, you know, it's probably a couple hundred yards. These three wines together, what you find is they're dramatically different. And I think most of that has to do with their exposure. We're farming them relatively the same. When we planted these vineyards, at least Cider Ridge and Sexton Hill, which are newer vineyards, John Boletto and I sat down and we said, how do we make these vineyards produce world-class Pinot and Chardonnay? And that's been the goal from the day we broke ground on these vineyards in 2008. The first vintage for Sexton Hill was 2011, and the first vintage for Cider Ridge was 2012. So these are young vines, new vineyards. It's really the future of Boletto Vineyards, where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish is sort of encapsulated in these three bottlings.
It's very exciting now that the world has taken notice of Sonoma County. The Sonoma coast is getting a lot of press and actually upsetting a few people that the wines are getting ratings that are equal with some of the Burgundies. And it's really exciting for me to be living here in Sonoma County and enjoying these wines.
Yeah, it's incredible. People are pushing the limits of where you can plant Pinot and Chardonnay. If you were to go back, there's an old map of Sonoma Coast and Russian River Valley that shows all the vineyards. And if you look at that map, and it's like 15 years old, and you look in this area I'm talking about, there were two vineyards planted there. Mary Edwards had Meredith Estate, and John Boletto had Burnside Road. Everything else was still orchards, basically, or open grazing land for dairy cattle. And now what you've seen is people are pushing the limits of where Pinot can go, where Chardonnay can go. And when you do that, you're getting into cooler climates. You're getting into places where you really have to be on top of your farming every day, because they're not easy places to grow grapes. And the quality that comes out of that is really starting to show as these new plantings really come online. You know, this is a new area in terms of wine in the world. This is a new area for wine. You know, some of the older plantings are barely pushing 20 years in a lot of these locations, and a lot of the newer ones are 10 or 12 would be considered young in terms of a grape growing region.
I think that really the learning curve has happened. We've learned how to grow and where to grow, and there have been some mistakes made up and down the coast here domestically, and they've learned the different clones will match up with the different vineyards. So I guess the educational curve has made it so that this is really coming into a golden age of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay here in Sonoma County.
One of the top five in the world, and you could probably argue top three in the world very easily for Pinot and Chardonnay. And again, a lot of that is people are paying attention, and there's a consumer base as well who knows that it's really expensive for us to farm on these steep hillsides at 30% slope. We can't get huge amounts of tonnage. It's intensive farming, and can't make a bottle of Pinot Noir at $20 and not. You know, these have to be over $40 a bottle. They have to be, otherwise simply we can't cover our cost to farm it. It's an expensive place to do it. So again, the consumers have learned, and they go, okay, I know this is as a more expensive bottle of wine, but I also know what it takes to farm it and what it takes to make it. And if the consumer base isn't there to support us, well, then we can't do it. So it's kind of multifold. You know, I think really the consumers have been educated, and they've been tasting and drinking these wines, and they understand what it takes to make them, and they're willing to put it on the table and enjoy them.
We have some food that just came to the table, and it's going to be very exciting to taste each of these with a dish. and compare and contrast, I think we have our work cut out for us.
It should be fun work, though.